Our risen love, who called and sent the apostles, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. By all your saints still striving, for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. You rose our love victorious, that they might wear the crown, and ever shine in splendor, reflected from your throne. Praise for the blessed Nathaniel, surnamed Bartholomew. We know not his achievements, but know that he was true. For he at the ascension was an apostle still. May we discern your presence and seek like him your will. Then let us praise thee, Abba, and worship Christ the Son. Adore the Holy Spirit, eternal three in one, till all the ransomed number who stand before the throne ascribe all power and glory and praise to God alone. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This one command I give you, that you love each other, just as I have been loving you. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As I see it, God has put us apostles at the end of the line, like those doomed to die in the arena. We have become a spectacle to the universe, to angels and mortals alike. We are fools on Christ's account. Ah, but in Christ you are wise. We are the weak ones, you the strong. They honor you while they sneer at us. Up to this very hour, we go hungry and thirsty, poorly clad, roughly treated, wandering about homeless. We work hard at manual labor. When we are insulted, we respond with a blessing. Persecution comes our way. We bear it patiently. We are slandered, and we try conciliation. We have become the world's refuse, the scum of all. That is the present state of affairs. Thanks be to God. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Although Nathanael's bigotry doubted anything good could come out of Nazareth, you identified him as a true Israelite, and he came to acknowledge you as Son of God and ruler of Israel. Teach us to live with integrity, to overcome our biases, and to recognize you in our sisters and brothers. You understood the apostles quarreling about rank and status, but explained to them that real glory comes from self-emptying service, taking the place of a slave, and giving up your life for others. May we seek not to be served, but to serve, and to be close to you in the persons and species who count for nothing in the eyes of the world. You invited the apostles to support you with their presence and prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Make us conscious of the presence of your glory in the beauty of every day and in the faces of all those who suffer. You sent your apostles to carry the good news to the poor, to set the universe ablaze with the light and warmth of your love. Make us messengers of peace and bearers of your word in all we say and do. You strengthened Bartholomew to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution and execution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Gracious God of life and love, you called Bartholomew to stay close to Jesus and to learn from him that the most important position on earth as in heaven is being the servant and slave of all. He quickly learned that serving a community of disciples makes one a target of religious and political leaders whose power is built on wealth and violence which lord it over others. May we who celebrate Bartholomew's life and legends on this feast learn from his example that sitting in glory with Christ means finding and serving him in the least of our brothers and sisters. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.